From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon has vowed he is going to war for President Trump as he returns to the private sector. Bannon spoke just hours after news broke that he was leaving his job at the White House as the president's advisor. More now from VOA's Doug Bernard.
Bannon was a key advisor to Donald Trump's general election campaign and has been a forceful but contentious presence in a divided White House. A statement announced White House Chief of Staff John Kelly and Bannon had mutually agreed that Friday would be his last day. White House spokesman Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the White House is grateful for Bannon's service. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
Bannon, who is credited with helping Mr. Trump get elected on the America First and Make America Great Again slogans, had clashed for months with other powerful White House figures. Catalan police have arrested a fourth man in connection with two terrorist attacks in the Barcelona region that left at least 14 people dead, dozens more injured. Islamic State claiming responsibility for a deadly van attack on pedestrians in Barcelona. Thursday's bloodshed was Spain's deadliest attack since 2004 when Al-Qaeda-inspired bombers killed 192 people on assaults on Madrid's commuter trains. Police in Finland say at least two people were killed and at least six others injured in a mass stabbing in the southwestern coastal city of Turku. Police are saying that they shot one suspect in the leg, arrested him, and are searching for other perpetrators. Authorities not have identity of those unknown, and they suspect foreign origin. This is VOA News.